I'm a lover, man.
Third down and one for the Colts at their 48. Luck under center. One back, Marlon Mack. Luck, long catch, trying to get the Texans to jump off. Luck under center, and Clowney jumped. That's a first down, and the game's going to be over if it's a penalty against Jadeveon Clowney.
Neutral zone infraction.
Yep.
Defense number 90.
JJ, what did you see on the play when Clowney jumped offsides?
What do you mean? I mean, jumped offsides? Wait. I mean, it was pretty, yeah. I think we all saw the same thing. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, we all saw the exact same thing.
Get him, Jeremy Branham.
Golly, he's getting some.
Get him, Jeremy Branham. Jeremy Branham asking the hard questions over there at NRG after the 24-21 loss.
I love that.
Yesterday.
You know, when you're winning, everybody's all about it. If there's a big mistake like that, ask about it.
That's it. I mean, all he had to say, I mean, what did you see? I mean, I thought the answer would have been, you know, he did a hard count and JD jumped.
I got to give the Colts credit because I think Frank Reich did a lot of dumb stuff yesterday, and his decision to not accept the tie, it kind of has them in a weird place where they're tied with four other teams for the final playoff spot instead of having the lead and being in the playoff picture. But I've never really seen someone try to draw someone off like that on third down. Normally it's a fourth down. It's a fourth down thing, but they were doing it on third down and they were going to use their timeout. So it was as boneheaded as it was for Clowney. You don't usually see coaches do that on third down.
Well, I thought Frank Reich had a great game.
I thought Frank as a Reich head coach, was tremendous yesterday.
His time management at the end of the first half, using timeouts, learning, knowing when to actually start going forward after the Texans called first down, his adjustments after the first two series.
Yeah.
They had four straight three and outs.
I said two. It was four. Who he attacked, how he attacked them, using the sideline at the ends of the game, at the end of the half and in the third quarter. I thought he had a really good game. Fred likes to say this, and I think it's very appropriate right here.
Welcome in H-Town.
Let's call this what it is. That was a stupid play by Jadeveon Clowney. Because not only, it's not like he didn't know. That was the second time he tried to draw him offside.
Yeah.
He tried to draw them offsides. Andrew Luck stepped back.
And then went back to it.
So when he does that, literally, I think a 3-year-old in the stands knew what he was trying to do.
Everybody knew what he was trying to do.
And Jadeveon Clowney went back into his stance, knowing what Andrew Luck was trying to
do,
and still jumped off.
And this is the other thing. I think you got to be a little bit more of a professional if you're JD Clowney. And when you make a mistake like that, and it's that obvious to where you're laying on the field afterwards, you got to go speak with the media afterwards. Don't skip your media session. You haven't skipped a media session the last 9 weeks.
He's a lover,
so,
man.
So don't sit there all of a sudden and then skip your media session whenever things go bad. You got to go there, face the music. Yeah. You don't even have to say very much, but the rest of your teammates were out there and they were having to answer questions about you. So stick around, answer the questions. I know they're not going to be like the most enjoyable questions, but you are a professional football player. You got to do that.
Called accountability.
Just, you know what the questions are going to be. What happened? What were you thinking? You know, was it, did he do something differently? Were you afraid? I mean, was there something different about his cadence the second time around that made you jump? I mean, problem is, me and a guy were going back and forth on Twitter about it. I mean, this is not the first time he's done this year. I mean, he's had a couple penalties this year where he's jumped off sides. I mean, that's one of the things about JD. And you know, kudos to him. You know, listen, they tried and that front seven, say what you want. They tried to get after, Andrew Luck yesterday, and the play that they were able to make at the end of the game, the time they beat him in Indianapolis, they just weren't able to get to him this time. And there were a handful of times where JD, you know, literally had his hands, you know, on him. And Andrew Luck slides forward, slides to the left, slide to the right, whatever it was, and made plays all day long. I mean, listen, you just got beat by a better quarterback and by a better coaching plan yesterday. I mean, that's to me, that was the biggest takeaway to me, was that from a coaching standpoint, Frank Reich, outcoached B.O.B., and Andrew Luck outplayed Deshaun Watson.
The most discouraging thing to me is that Sherrice Wright is out there looking like Sherrice Wright. I'm not going to sit here and point my finger at Sherrice Wright. This is a guy you just brought in off the streets, and he eventually looked like himself. I have no issue with Sherrice Wright getting burned because I don't expect much from him. Quite honestly, I think you've maxed out what you can get from him. But when Aaron Colvin, who got $18 million up front, is sitting on the sidelines, only playing special teams, doesn't even play a defensive snap, I understand he might be better in the slot and he might not be suited to play on the outside, but if the guy that you gave $18 million to guarantee can't be on the field instead of Sherrice Wright, I'm hoping it's something to do with injuries because that's a major, major problem.
That's
to me.
A big miss if that's not an injury-related thing. And why are more teams not doing what the Colts did offensively? Was Frank Reich just that profound with his play call? The way he got, by the way, Stanford Route is going to break down everything the Texans did or did not do with T.Y. Hilton when he comes in on Wednesday. And then that, the hot route segment is really good when he goes X's and O's because he was doing that with T.Y., somehow creating, I guess, confusion with the safeties, so where they couldn't get to T.Y. quick enough, and we'll talk to Stanford about that. But the other part of this that I wanted to mention is with Jadeveon Clowney, this is why people say bad stuff about Clowney, because he's on fire, he's making plays, then he does something dumb. He makes a penalty, or he has a bad game where he's just kind of not seen. It's like the consistency level there, when he falls off, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
And that's why people, you know, complain about him.
Well, I mean, I think this is, or this is just kind of who he is. This is part of the Jadeveon Clowney package. I mean, I get it. You know, everybody wants to lump him into the, Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald category because they were drafted in the same class. And yes, we get it. He's a freak of nature, but, you know, at some point, and I've been saying this forever, all right, and he's good at stopping the run. Okay, well, guess what?
Chicks dig the long ball.
Stopping the run doesn't help you against Andrew Luck, all right? I mean, that's the reality of it, okay?
They were stopping the run.
You can stop the run all day long, okay? But the reality is that if you're going to win a Super Bowl and if you're going to be an impact player, okay, ask Jared Goff yesterday about Khalil Mack and him being in his face, okay? Ask, you know, now obviously Aaron Donald, you know, was, I don't want to say he was neutralized yesterday, but I mean, you know, there's a reason why this guy is well on his way.
He was triple teamed most of the day, believe it or not.
I mean, it was a, which that's what happens, you know? That's what happens when you're having a historic type year. So, you know, unfortunately, that to me, the Jadeveon Clowney jumping off sides yesterday was, I don't want to say it was a microcosm, but that's just part of the gig with Jadeveon Clowney, the good with the bad. For every time he flashes and does something great, he does something like he did yesterday.
Just one real quick, I know you want to jump in here, Landry, but Khalil Mack, and this is a Matt Hammond special, got to give him credit. Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, Von Miller have 8 combined penalties this year between those three guys. By himself, Jadeveon Clowney has 9. That's the stuff that that gets under people's skin.
And this is another thing that I kind of want to question, because I don't think Bill O'Brien, I can't point to something and say Bill O'Brien did this wrong, but I'm really confused by what exactly Fairbairn's field goal range is, because there was a point this year where they turned down a 53-yarder and then they kicked a 53-yarder the very next week against Washington. Yesterday, you have a 55-yard attempt with a 10-point game with 6.5 minutes left, and instead of either kicking the field goal or going for it on 4th and 12, they punted the ball.
Yeah.
What exactly is the trust in Fairbairn? Because we've seen him kick a 53-yarder. It's not the wind. I mean, the dome is closed. So what is the trust level with Fairbairn there in that situation? Because you look back, you lost by 3 points. If Fairbairn makes that 55-yarder what it would have been, then you win the game. And we've seen him kick from that distance.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 110% for two reasons. One, you're going to need him to make clutch field goals come playoff time. Two, he's on my fantasy team, so I would love to have had a 55-yard field goal chime in there, too. But no, you're exactly right. Let's call it what, dude, he's been money this year. I mean, Fairbairn
has been
pretty damn good all season long. I mean, that's the one thing. Tell you what, you can say a lot of things about where this team stacks up and doesn't stack up with the top-notch contenders in the National Football League. Kicker is not one of the things you worry about with Fairbairn. I mean, Fairbairn, I mean, outside of, you know, a couple times where Trevor Daniels kind of screwed up the hold a few times, Fairbairn is money in the bank all day, every day. So I'm a little, I'm with you, Landry. There were a couple times yesterday where, you know, you had some 55-yard field goals, which this isn't your, you know, this isn't from when back when you covered the NFL where 55-yard field goals were a big deal. I mean, 55-yard field goals are just part of the gig now.
And the thing
guys.
About it is with 6.5 minutes left, I know you can say, well, we'll give them field position here, but that field goal with 6.5 minutes left is just as big if it's if there's 5 seconds left in some ways because you're going to need that field goal regardless. And I can assure you that if there'd been 5 seconds left, they're kicking that field goal.
Right.
We've seen him kick one from in that range. Like we've seen it. We've seen it multiple times. Mm-hmm. I was confused there. I wish someone would ask BLB about that.
Yes, exactly.
You all right there, bud?
Just had a little bit of a cough. All good now.
He was so all overcome by that hot take.
I was
like,
about
you know
to talk and I felt it coming up.
Holy, you know what? That Fairbairn thing.
Somebody else say something.
How would you describe this sweater that the coughing J-Lo is wearing right
it's
now?
It's not a sweater. It's just a pullover,
no,
it's, man.
No, I was going to say it's more of a thermal top that you got going on. Kind of a...
It's exactly what it is.
Kind of a honey mustard?
It's actually the...
It's almost like I want to take a chicken nugget and just dip you with it.
It's the exact same color... I noticed this during the last break.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
It's the exact same color as
as Chick-fil-A sauce.
The toilet air freshener thing, toilet freshener thing. I look down, and it's the exact same color as that.
What toilet air freshener are you using that looks like
urine
gold?
No, the one
gold.
In our toilets, in the urinal. The urinal thing.
I don't know.
What
about
do they
that.
Call those?
Those are urinal guards.
Yeah, the urinal. It's the exact same color as the urinal guards today.
I don't know, man.
I think I would have gone with the Chick-fil-A sauce myself if I was you, but teach his own. All right, coming up next, were there missed opportunities yesterday? Oh, yes. Yes, there were. We'll answer that for you, Lamar Miller. That and more, don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.